That was Mirabel's Cumbia from the movie Encanto, and we are heading to a spectacular, power-packed series of events, a whole weekend of sounds from all across the world, nestled in a beautiful part of the world, Midland, which is just next door to our Collingwood studio here. It's located on the southern end of Georgian Bay's 30,000 islands. Midland welcomes you this summer for a spectacular series of events. It's called One World Music Festival, part of Brookside Music Association. And I'm delighted to welcome the artistic director to our jukebox line today, John French. Welcome.
Thanks, Daniel.
Great to have you. How are things going since we've last spoken in person? I think it was before the pandemic. So much has happened in the world. And how are your audiences? How are things returning back to normal?
Well, things are going not too badly. I think we're affected, as are all the festivals and performing arts centers, with a little bit of a decline in audiences, but they are coming back, and we're delighted to see that happening.
Terrific energy for 2024. Congratulations to you and your team. You're bringing a series of events right up to the lake at Little Lake Park in Midland. That's August 23rd and August 24th, and I'm just blown away by how many artists you're packing into this this weekend, August 23rd to 24th, beginning with Friday, 6 o'clock, Huronia Hot Strings, which is free attendance, a nice bonus on top of that.
Yeah, Friday night is free, and we're focusing on local talent there. Huronia Hot Strings is a local group. They focus on gypsy jazz and Django Reinhardt style performances. We're really looking forward to having them. Michelle Paimon is a local Franco-Ontarian singer-songwriter, so we'll get a little bit of that genre in there. The Red Hot Stovepipe Band, we have them performing. They're also a local Franco-Ontarian group, and they're doing a program of folk music from Newfoundland to the Bayou, so down North America. And then we're finishing off with a local very popular dance band called Stir It Up, so maybe we can finish off the night with some dancing under the stars.
Terrific. And that's Friday, August 23rd. And all these events that you mentioned are free, from what I can see, beginning at 6 p.m.
Yes, Friday night is free.
Terrific. A perfect prelude to the weekend. You have great French-Canadian vibes, folk. And then following the next day, Saturday, beginning at 12:30, an opening ceremony. Here's where we really feel the one world. Beginning with Africa, tell us about the children's choir starting off 1 p.m.
Yeah, the African children's choir is from Uganda. They're a group of very energetic young people. They do singing African dance as well, and they'll also be having a tent where they're selling arts and crafts from Uganda.
Very interesting. Yeah. How did you come across this group that supports orphaned children and impoverished children in Uganda?
Yes, yes. They come to North America. They have been for the last few years, and they've performed in Midland at the local Butter Tart Festival.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I first saw them, and was really impressed. They're very energetic,
right.
Full costumes and dancing, singing. And as you say, they do all this, and the money that they earn is in support of an orphanage in Uganda.
Wonderful cause. Now, I noticed here that tickets are only $10 at the gate, plus HST. Does that get you in for the whole day, or is that kind of like a one-time entry? How does that work?
Yep, no, that's for the whole day.
Wow.
Entry, you'll get a little wristband, and you can come and go. People may not want to stay from noon till 10 o'clock at night, but they could come see what the roster is and come in for something, say, at 2 o'clock and come back at
right.
6 o'clock or however they want to do it.
Just terrific. Well planned. Congratulations once again. Well, let's keep going on here. There's something happening every hour. We have Franco-Ontarian music, and then you're heading off to Spanish flamenco. That sounds exciting.
Yes, Laura Wong and Milan Jimenez, they're doing a Spanish flamenco show, and get a little bit of spirit of jazz and improvisation of Indian music that they also work into their program.
Mm.
So that'll be very colorful.
Then we're off to the Caribbean, followed by the NEMA Children's Choir once again. If anybody wants to catch it in the evening hour, 5 p.m., they'll get another chance. And then you're off to Colombia and Benny Esquera. We heard them live here in Collingwood, and they are fabulous. Get ready for a lot of captivating energy and a lot of audience participation in that one. He is such a colorful character.
Good. Yes, I saw that you had him in Collingwood last summer, so hopefully some of the people that heard him there will be encouraged to come back to Midland and hear him again.
The word is out. Yeah, at first everyone was a little hesitant. Benny Ascara, New Tradition Music, is what is this? Hip-hop mixed with spoken word. But anyone who came, they had the greatest smiles of any event leaving that show. Just amazing. All right, going into 7 p.m., Payadora Tango Ensemble. They're a wonderful group.
Yes, Argentinian tango, so we're getting a little bit more color, Spanish flavor from Argentina, and they actually just won a very prestigious award in Germany for their performances over there in the world music category, so we're really excited to be having them coming.
Wonderful, and to top it off at 8 p.m., Afro-Caribbean hip-hop. Tell us about that.
Wally, yes, he's born from Haitian parents, but grew up in Montreal, and I understand he learned how to play the guitar on his own and was influenced greatly by Haitian music, but has become quite a sensation in the Quebec area, and we're really excited as well to be having him coming.
Amazing. John, you've outdone yourself. This is fabulous, all the energy, and there's something every hour, something for everyone, beginning Friday. Free attendance August 23rd, followed by Saturday, August 24th, from 12:30 all the way up to 8 p.m. with the final group there. And on top of that, of course, you haven't forgotten international food vendors and a beer garden. What kind of food will you have in store for the guests?
We have some different ethnic foods. I think we have someone serving Caribbean jerk chicken and...
Yep.
Of course, there'll be the traditional hamburgers and hot dogs that everyone enjoy in the summertime when they're outside. So I can't recall what all the other ones are, but someone else is taking care of the food vendor side of things.
Wonderful.
A few artisans as well coming, so you can browse through their tents and see what kind of handcrafted items they might have.
Come join John and his crew at the One World Music Festival. That's August 23rd and August 24th at Little Lake Park in Midland. Get your tickets in advance. You'll save $2 on the entry price by going to brooksidemusic.com. That's brooksidemusic.com. Good luck, John. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Daniel. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, a mosaic of vibrant international music. Very, very exciting there. Let's keep the energy going on this bay. It needs it. All right, yeah. You take care, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
And here's the perfect prelude to the weekend. It's Baba Yetu by Christopher Tin with the Soweto Gospel Choir.